Hey, everybody, it is a Wednesday, and what a beautiful Wednesday it is. And it's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And we are standing by with Realty expert Adam Helgeson. We're going to talk with Adam right after this.
Like if you sold your house today, maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine. Or skiing. Warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. What would tomorrow look like?
Hey, there we go. You know, we were listening to the intro music, Adam, and you said, you know, this music inspired me to book a trip to Hawaii. Did you?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. All because of that song.
That's it.
I keep thinking of some big Samoan guy playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
When his name is IZ. He
yeah.
actually passed away.
Yeah, yeah. That's too bad. Where are you going?
Next spring break.
Oh, good for you.
So I found out, I shouldn't probably give out this tip, but if you fly to Canada, it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Really?
So yeah, round trip airfare from Winnipeg to Honolulu was like, what, $480 a person?
Really?
Yeah, that's
wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, no kidding. Man.
Plus, there's military hotels, so we got an oceanfront room for, what the hell is it, $200 and some a night?
Wow.
So,
yeah. How long are you going to be there?
A week.
Jeepers. You suck.
So, yeah, I used to live out there.
I know you did.
I lived out there for 3 years, so I want to show my family around. And just,
oh, sure.
I miss it.
You know, my wife has been there numerous times for work, and she's always tried to get me to go with, and I never could. I always had an excuse. Well, I was afraid of flying, I never went.
Yeah,
yeah, I've flown to Europe and all over the world now, but she couldn't get me to go to Hawaii. But we should probably talk about some realty stuff.
Yeah,
you know, if somebody calls Adam Helgeson, I'm sure there's a million questions that they have to ask you. What are some of these questions that you ask your realtor, whether you're buying or selling? I guess.
Yeah, so when you're researching a realtor, I mean, there's 19 questions you should typically ask. There's general questions just for general realtors, you know, and then there's some specific to buying and selling. So the first one is, how long have you been an agent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, longer isn't always better. Some new agents don't have any experience; they have no clue what they're doing. Agents that have been around for 40 years. Might not be up to date with technology.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You know, so find someone that, you know, you feel is, you know, fit.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they have some experience, but they're not old. And I mean, nothing against old people, but just make sure they're not out of the game.
Right.
They've been doing it.
Well, you get these young people that are so tech savvy now, and everything is going technical. Technology is just incredible. And then you've got the people, like you said, that have been doing this for a long time and have the experience, but now you got to find the right mix between the two.
Yep, exactly. So the second question is, are you full-time or part-time? That makes a big difference.
Sure it does.
I have had clients call me in the past saying, hey, the realtor we worked with buying our house, we've been trying to get them out here to do stuff. Haven't heard, it's been like a month and they haven't got pictures taken. We need to get our house listed. When can you have it? And they called me on a Saturday. It was listed on Monday.
Really?
You know, so just, you have to figure out what agent is best for you. Figuring out their schedule. This market right now is crazy. So I don't know how part-time agents do it. Trying to juggle a full-time career and then doing this part-time. Mm. How many houses do their clients miss out on because they can't show them during the day? They,
right.
You know what I mean? With their other schedule. So make sure you find out whether they're a full-time or part-time agent. Ask them if they work primarily with buyers or sellers. Some companies do buyer-only agents where they can only work with buyers. Some companies do it where, okay, you're a seller's agent. Some companies do both. So make sure you find, when you talk with agents, that they fit what you are looking for.
Okay.
Do they work individually or with a team? So team concept is a kind of a newer trend coming in. I know some agents in town have a little team. When you get busier, I mean, you have to have assistants.
Well, sure.
For example, I have Alexis. She's awesome. I call her my office wife. She keeps me in line. She handles all my paperwork. She's like, hey, sets up the closings. She keeps me in line so I can concentrate more on my clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You still get that individual, you know what I mean? I'm your realtor, but we have the assistants to keep us in line. Some people do it all themselves, and some people have big teams where I've seen it where they feel like they're just getting handed off and not getting that one-on-one attention. So, you know, you always want to check with that. You also want to ask, how many clients are you currently representing? Why do you think that's important?
I would think, well, either you are crappy and have no clients, or you are so busy that you have too many clients.
God, you are a genius.
You think so? Well, I learned a lot from you guys. You are realty experts.
Exactly. That is exactly right, right? You want to find someone that's going to have time for you. But on the flip side, you don't want someone that's like, oh, no, you're the only one I'm working with. That should be a red flag. I kind of label my clients in priority, like, okay, they're not moving till June, or they're not moving, you know, so you can kind of prioritize them. Like, they need a house now, but I'm searching the MLS 4, 5, 6 times a day searching for clients. So, you know, you just want to make sure that they have time for you.
You know,
not too much time for you.
It's funny because I was on my way to pick up my dog yesterday at the vet. I got snipped. And so I stopped in to my favorite watering hole, and I was having a couple, and there's a guy there that said he's moving to the lake. And I said, what are you going to do with your house? Well, there's somebody that they're already looking at it, blah, blah, blah. And I go, are you going to try to sell it on your own? He goes, well, I'm thinking about it. And the one guy next to me, we were sitting there, and I said, well, you know what, to save 3%? I go, that's dumb. You should get a realtor. And the other guy next to me goes, absolutely. I tried that one time and it wasn't worth it. Yeah. See, so I am learning a little bit here.
Well, at our meeting yesterday, a guy was, one of the agents talking to his buddy, just sold a townhome. Those ones kind of back, the Meadowbrook behind Menards.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And he's like, well, I didn't know. Some guy offered me, so I just took it. And he's like, how much you sold for? 105. Market value is like 180 on those
Now. Boy.
So he just lost 75 grand by doing it himself.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah. All they got to do is make a call.
Yep, exactly. Number 6, ask for references. If they're not willing to provide references, say, hey, could I possibly talk to some of your past clients?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good realtor shouldn't have any problem with that.
Well, you can call any of my clients. Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. So always check. You know what I mean? If they're hesitant to give you referral, I might want to walk away.
Yeah, that I would.
Yep. What are your hours of availability?
24/7.
I know. It kind of feels that way sometimes. It's like, I want to get into real estate for the flexible hours. I don't want a 9-to-5. Now I work 24/7. A lot of agents do. Some agents, you know, they have specific times.
Sure.
Some agents, it's like, well, leave me a message. I'll call you back between 4:30 and 5. It's like, well, what? You know, so just make sure they're available. With the market as crazy it is, you want to make sure you have someone that's there for you, that's going to put in the extra effort for you. That kind of goes back to the full-time, part-time. Make sure they're available.
And, you know, I'm guessing your answering machine thing on your phone, your voicemail, I bet you it says something like, I'm sorry I missed your call, but I will call you back immediately. And something I would imagine like it's something like that.
Well,
and you do.
Very rarely do they get voicemail because I always have my phone with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always answering it.
Okay.
Unless I'm with another client, then I call them right back.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, and then you get the people that are surprised. Wow, you called me back really quick.
Yeah,
well, that's exactly the way I roll.
Yeah, exactly. Number 8, what's the best way to reach you? Some people be like, oh, yeah, email's the best. Okay, well, how often do you check your email?
Right.
You know what I mean? I call, text me, send a carrier pigeon. However you want to reach me, I have multiple ways you can get a hold of me. Stop by my house. I don't care. But make sure you figure out what is the best way so you can be in contact with that agent. Okay? And the last question that you should ask, just general question, is how will you be paid? Right? How is the agent getting paid?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times on the buyer side, you don't pay a dime, right? The buyers don't pay a dime. It's usually paid through the seller's closing costs. I've seen it where for sale by owners, we try and negotiate. I actually just locked in 2 deals last weekend with for sale by owners. They're paying me, right?
Okay.
If they don't, I will cut my contract and say, hey, buy that for sale by owner. I just heard a story of another agent who showed this client a bunch of houses. The buyer didn't realize they were under contract, put in an offer and got an offer accepted with the for sale by owner. Now the local agent is trying to sue them for her commission or their commission because technically you were under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never do that. Does it suck getting stiff sometimes? Yeah, but that comes sure. with the profession.
Right.
You know what I mean? Never sue your clients. That mm-hmm. is...
I mean, you know, people don't forget those things.
Yeah, it just
and you know, and it maybe you were in the right, but your name still gets drug through the mud.
Yep. When I was a grain agent, pretty new, it was like a fourth client. They had found a for sale by owner they wanted, and the seller wouldn't work with an agent, so I canceled my contract and said, "Hey, go for it. It's a great house. It fits what you're looking for. If you have any questions, let me know." They ended up buying the house, and they've referred 3 or 4 clients to me.
Oh, see? So it works out.
Yep. Yeah, just take care of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
So this is specifically for the buyers here, and I know we're getting short on time.
I got about 5.
Yeah, we're good. So we only have like 10 more questions to go as 19. So, right, how do you help for buyers? This is what you should ask your agent. How do you help buyers stand out? In a competitive market like this is, you have to find ways to make your offer stand out over others. So talk to your agent about how they plan on making that happen so your offer gets accepted. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just the agent's name is enough.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if you're established and you're good.
The reputation you have, mm-hmm. how many deals you've closed, you know what I mean? So that's huge. How many homes have you closed in the last year? You want to figure out, okay, are these successful agents that I'm talking to? Are they... only closing, you know, 4 or 5 a year, they close in 50 a year. What's your average list to sale price ratio? So how good of a deal are you getting on houses? Are we going in full price? You know what I mean? Are you averaging a full price? Are you averaging a 20% discount? You know, and that not only kind of determines based on the agent, but it determines based on the market.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. so, and then 2, what is the neighborhood and surrounding area like? Now, as agents, we're not supposed to give out demographics or, you know what I mean, our opinions on a neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Because
I could say this neighborhood's crap, but you're like, man, this is a nice neighborhood, right?
Right,
that's
right.
Opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So we can give stats for home sale prices, that type of stuff, and we can give you ways to research. Same with like sex offender websites, that type of stuff.
Right, right.
We can't disclose, hey, there's one that lives next door. Mm. But I can say, hey, you know, looking at this house, you may want to check this website. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Let them.
Sure.
So we can kind of help that way.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a funny meme. It's like, how's the neighborhood? And it says, well, can your kids fight? So
that was any neighborhood of us growing up.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of it for buyers. You just want to make sure you have an agent that's going to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to do to help you get that house or that offer accepted. Now, when it comes to selling your home, a big one to ask is what's your marketing strategy? A lot of agents do the 3 P's, right? They take pictures, they post it online, and then they pray. They pray.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right. There's no marketing strategy. There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So ask that agent, okay, what is your plan to get my house sold? I'm a firm believer agents should work together, right? Houses
sure.
are competing against other houses. So what's going to make that house stand out? Find that, market that, broadcast that to find the buyer that's looking for that specific mm-hmm. thing. Okay. Have you sold homes in this area before? That's a big one. So if you're listing a house in East Grand Forks and the agents only worked in North Dakota, do they know the Minnesota forms? Are they licensed in Minnesota, right? Do they know the area of East Grand Forks? Because the market difference between East Grand Forks and Grand Forks is different.
Mm-hmm.
So are they familiar with the area, right? Do they usually stick to Grand Forks? Are they listing a rural property? Are they listing in a lake property? Do they know how to value a lake home?
Mm-hmm.
Those things are all important. How many homes have you sold in the past year? kind of goes back into, okay, is this agent doing good or,
right,
you know, what are they doing? Another big one, how do you arrive at your listing price? Do they know how to do a proper market analysis? They're like, well, the neighbor's home sold for this, so yours must be at least that.
Sure, right? Sure.
That's pulling out of your fourth point of contact and just throwing it to the wall, yep, and seeing if it sticks.
Right.
Right? You don't want to do that. You want to make sure you're planning and having market value.
Absolutely. Or
maybe a little below.
Mm-hmm.
Another huge one that I'm a stickler of is, will you also be representing the buyer? That gets into dual agency. If you're listing a house, I only represent the seller. Very rarely do I ever represent both sides.
Okay.
You know, that's a, to me, that's a conflict of interest. So mm-hmm. Agents love it because they get the full both sides of the commission.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. To me, that's an ethical dilemma for my values. But
right.
I've done it a lot. I actually closed one tomorrow that I'm doing it. Seller was in Singapore, buyer was in Montana. So,
and ethical values are two big words.
It is.
Very big words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, and if your agent can't answer this one, I'd find someone else. How could I prepare my house to sell? This is huge.
Very.
Your agent should be able to go through, help you figure out what to do and how to get that house ready to sell. So those are the 19 questions you should be asking.
And that's why they need to get hooked up with a realty expert.
Exactly.
And you go through all of this stuff with them.
I do. I sit down and go through step by step, start to finish, all the paperwork before you even sign anything with me. I make sure you know exactly what the process is and how it's going to work. I don't have you sign anything until everything's explained.
All right. Now, if you're looking about buying or selling a home here in Grand Forks, the 19 questions you need to ask your realtor. You get a hold of this guy, realty expert Adam Helgeson, and how do we do that?
Best way is my cell number, 701-317-1750. You can check out my website, homesbyhelgeson.com, or call any of us real estate experts at 746-0303.
All right, we're going to catch you Friday.
Dang Skippy.
All right, there you go. Adam Helgeson, your realty expert on your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast, and that's a wrap for today, and we'll be back with Adam again Friday morning at 10.